Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, two serious road accidents on Tuesday evening, one near Hochscheid and another in Rospor, left five people injured and temporarily disrupted traffic in both areas. At around 5 p.m, two cars collided head-on near the Spot Hotel Leweck. The exact circumstances of the accident have yet to be determined, but rescue services have confirmed that four people were taken to the hospital after the crash. A collision involving a car and a lorry occurred in Rospor shortly thereafter. One person was injured in the accident and transported to a nearby hospital via air ambulance. Luxembourg's Nature and Forest Agency has confirmed a wolf sighting in the Kirchpelt-Clairvaux region, with photographic evidence verifying the predator's presence. While the ANF confirmed the wolf's presence on Friday, its current whereabouts remain unknown. The US Embassy in Luxembourg is among 10 diplomatic missions recommended for permanent closure, according to a confidential State Department proposal obtained by Politico. The plan is part of a broader initiative to reduce the State Department's budget by nearly 50%. In international news, after more than 3 years of negotiations, countries have agreed the text of a landmark accord on how to tackle future pandemics, aimed at avoiding a repeat of the mistakes made during the COVID-19 crisis. The WHO has called the deal, which was sealed at around 2 a.m. this morning, a historic step towards global cooperation. Russia has sentenced four journalists it said were associated with late opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 5.5 years in a penal colony, intensifying a crackdown on press freedom and Kremlin critics. Pope Francis may be on the mend, but as Easter nears, Catholic faithful are wondering how much of the celebrations the 88-year-old will be able to take part in after battling life-threatening pneumonia. The Vatican has decided to continue with the traditional Urbi et Orbi blessing, which will be broadcast from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica on Easter Sunday, but it's not clear whether the Pope will delegate the subsequent reading of his text to someone else. And finally, it's a double birthday at the Royal Court today. Grand Duke Henri is celebrating his 70th birthday this year, and it will be his last as head of state, as he's abdicating in October in favour of his son Guillaume. Prince Sébastien is the youngest son of the Grand Ducal couple and is celebrating his 33rd birthday this year. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting off with the Football Champions League and the return matches in the quarter-finals. Paris Saint-Germain clung on to reach the Champions League semi-finals with a 5-4 aggregate win over Aston Villa, surviving a dramatic 3-2 defeat and a furious second-half comeback from the Premier League side. And Barcelona has survived a Dortmund comeback to reach the semi-finals with a 5-3 aggregate win, despite a 3-1 loss in Germany. In tonight's games, Real Madrid plays against Arsenal and Inter Milan takes on Bayern Munich at home. You can watch this match live on RTL Today with a live ticker starting at 9 p.m. And in basketball, Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler combined for 75 points as the Golden State Warriors have squeezed into the NBA playoffs with a pulsating 121-116 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. In Tuesday's other play-in game, Cole Anthony scored 26 points off the bench as the Orlando Magic booked their place in the first round of the playoffs with a 120-95 victory over the Atlanta Hawks.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's going to be a grey and rainy middle of the week with lower temperatures to boot. The thermometer will show us something around 10 to 12 degrees in the afternoon before dropping back down to 8 to 9 degrees in the evening. Tomorrow's forecast looks much the same with a rainy day ahead and temperatures sticking to around 7 to 8 degrees for most of the day.